2023 is on track to match, if not exceed, last year's motorbike road death toll. 13 riders have died across the southeast. The most recent on the Sunshine Coast was July 25, when a 39-year-old man died after his bike crashed off a bridge and hit a tree at Palmwoods. According to Juliet Parsons from Slater and Gordon, males between 21 and 59 are most at risk.
But everybody is at risk, and motorcycle riders actually have a risk 30 times higher than other vehicle drivers on the road. The thing that causes these accidents the most, in my experience, is inattention.
A new person will this week take over the top job at Tourism and Events Queensland. Grant Hunt slots into his new role as chair of TEQ, replacing Brett Godfrey. Hunt says the biggest challenge is growing international numbers into places throughout the state like the Sunshine Coast.
You know, we just got to keep our eye on the prize, and we've got one of the best strategic plans in the TEQ blueprint that I think I've ever seen in the tourism industry, certainly better than anything that's currently available in the other jurisdictions.
And Robert Irwin's being praised for keeping his cool, trying to rescue a snake from an awkward position. The carpet python was curled around some bottles of soft drink inside a vending machine at Australia Zoo.
Keep coming, mate. Keep coming. Here we go. Nearly there, buddy. Nearly there. We just got to get his tail out. Almost, almost. There, we got him. There we go. So that is how you get the carpet python out of a vending machine.
The clip of the rescue has been viewed more than 11 million times. The partying went well into the weekend for the Biwa Bulldogs after being crowned premiers, winning the 2023 A-grade men's Sunshine Coast Rugby League Grand Final. They beat the Kiwanis Dolphins 12-10 in front of a packed crowd at Sunshine Coast Stadium with lots of celebrations after. Yeah! The Bulldogs remained undefeated all season.